Sonic Erotica.
Many of the things that I masturbate to are not necessarily things that I haven't done before, but are more really hot memories that I have of like some of my favorite sexual moments in the last couple of months. Or sometimes I'll have a moment that I keep stored in there that happened, you know, several years ago. But some of my most delicious sexual moments, I'll keep just like little snippets of in my head, and I'm like running through all these super hot positions and super hot partners and filthy bathrooms and fucking over toilets, or having my dress pulled up while I'm being fucked on a rooftop, or being bent over the dining room table while, you know, right after breakfast and the dishes are still there, like you can still smell the food, or just little things like that. It's just like these random images or smells and people and things that really get me hot that I just keep in my masturbatory bank are usually what I am jacking or jilling off to. But I do have new fantasies that I come up with. I usually fulfill those fantasies pretty quickly, which is one of the really awesome things about also directing porn, is that kind of as soon as I have a fantasy, I just make it happen. I'm really into incorporating food into sex, and I'm really into cake sitting. And cake sitting is really exactly what it sounds like, sitting on a cake. And it can just simply be about smushing your genitals into the cake, and it feels really great because the cake is normally kind of chilled, it's a little cooler and like kind of smushy, and it kind of just forms around the genitals. And of course you don't want to put sugar and icing inside of the vagina, but on the outside area, I found that it can be really nice, and on the mons pubis area above the labia and above the clit. And also just eating cake out of asses is kind of like a real favorite of mine, as well as like I really love feet, so it can also not just be the genitals and the butt and the vagina that's going into the cake, but it can be like feet, fingers, eating off of breasts. You know, it's just this whole idea of devouring your partner, devouring your lover. And it can just be really delicious and really fun and a great way to play. A female director, Tristan Taramino, she's also a sex educator, has a series where she asks you about your fantasies also and makes them happen. And so I did a scene with Dylan Ryan, who's a good friend of mine, and it involved a lot of really hot anal sex and DS and cake sitting, and one of my fans actually made me a vegan cake, like this beautiful pretty princess pink vegan cake that was served to me and that I got to eat off of her ass, and it was really delicious and wonderful. So that was incorporated in a lot of fabulous, naughty ways. you know, it's like the great thing about having a fantasy is you can just continue to like add to it and figure out all the little details as you actually make it happen. And it usually ends up even better than the fantasy that you had in the first place. I identify in a lot of ways, but one of the things I identify as is a spaniel, which means that I like to engage in puppy play. And what that is a type of BDSM play or fetish that in which I go into kind of a puppy role-playing mode. So it could just be sitting at my lover's feet or licking their feet or fetching the paper. You know, I feel like sex is very animalistic, and it's really fabulous to kind of go into this very playful, animalistic, and also serving kind of mode. So that's really hot for me. And the way that food plays into that for me is like things like having a strap-on dipped into peanut butter and being the naughty puppy that's licking peanut butter off of the dildo. That's another way that I like to incorporate food. I really love having public sex and masturbating publicly. And so me and my partner went out to dinner one time, and I had to orgasm before the waitress came back to give us our desserts. And so I had a vibrator with me and had the vibrator like under the table and was getting off. And luckily they were kind of cleaning up in the other room, and so there was like a vacuum cleaner on and you couldn't really hear the vibrator. But that was pretty hot and a pretty interesting place to be having an orgasm. A couple of the fantasies that I haven't fulfilled yet include a consensual, well-planned kidnapping that would involve a lot of my friends and having people, partners of mine, and people that I really trust, and talking with them and negotiating a basically a forced vacation in which I'm kidnapped and blindfolded and taken somewhere and engaging in different kinds of BDSM play with these people that I'm very comfortable with and have approved of. And there would be a list of anything that I didn't want to happen and things that I really would hope would happen, as well as lots of delicious orgasms. Some of the things that have changed sexually with me since being pregnant is that there's a lot more blood that is going to your labia. So it's like there's all this blood flow and it's kind of like all nice and juicy and engorged. And normally I'm mostly orgasm from clitoral stimulation or anal stimulation, or sometimes G-spot as well. But I've been able to orgasm a lot more just from penetration and from labia stimulation because of an increased sensation around the vaginal lips, which has been really lovely to have, as well as my breasts are like growing a lot, which have been this kind of wonderful thing. Like, I love having small breasts, but it's been like really nice and just like a refreshing change to have kind of a new body to play with and to discover your new body all over again. And so I feel like I'm touching my breasts a lot more now, and they're very sensitive. I usually like to engage in a lot rougher play with my breasts, but I'm definitely more into kind of more sensual play with my breasts right now. sucking rather than really hard biting. Instead of a hot wax that is just regular tapered candles, maybe using one that is a has a soy base that turns into a massage oil, like having my breasts massaged, things like that, and so just a lighter kind of play. And I feel like in general my body is just really loving kind of more sensuous materials, more sensuous ropes. Instead of such a biting energy, my body is like really loving just having like a nice loving kind of sensuous energy around it right now.
Copyright SonicErotica.com.